We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Another marker in the damage done by the coronavirus to the economy dropped just seconds ago. Let's go live to WWJ business editor Marie Feldman. Marie.
And Roberta, looks like a pretty good number when you figure what we have seen in the past couple of weeks. We still have almost 2 million people filing for jobless claims last week. The number actually came in at 1.186 million. So that is down from the last couple of weeks. In fact, it's down about 249,000 from last week. And here in Michigan, these numbers just crossing my screen, 17,029 people filed for jobless benefits over the past week. That's down by more than 6,000. So we're heading in the right direction. Still another week, 20 weeks in a row now nationally, of more than a million people leaving jobs and filing for jobless benefits. Reporting live, Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
One of Metro Detroit's biggest companies is taking itself public today. WWJ's Zach Clark with more.
Rocket Companies, owned by Dan Gilbert, will begin public trading on the New York Stock Exchange this morning. The initial public offering was expected to put shares between $20 and $22, but shares will open at $18 a piece. Disappointing, maybe a little bit, but one expert says this still means good news.
Back open for business. If you think about where Rocket now stands in the size of Michigan, the number one company in market capitalization size is Stryker, followed by names such as General Motors, Dow Chemical, Ford, Kellogg. So Rocket is already finding its place in the rankings with some perennial long-term great Michigan companies.
That is David Sowerby, managing director at Ancora Advisors. Sowerby says he believes in Rocket because of their technology, but has concerns because of general market volatility during COVID and the possibility of rising inflation. Rocket will open under the ticker symbol RKT. Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.
A string of coronavirus cases being traced back to one of Oakland County's biggest employers. For more, let's check in with Mike Campbell. Mike?
And one of the mortgage companies, one of the bigger mortgage companies in the area, Shore Mortgage Company, Roberta, has reported 50 cases or more of positive coronavirus among its staff. Now, they've only got 50% of the workers in the building in Pontiac, but among those, they say, the report is, a lot of them weren't wearing masks, not being required to, as required by the executive order, to wear a mask indoors at all times. And that may be what led to this. So the local health department has issued an order requiring Shore Mortgage to insist that everybody wears their mask as well as takes the other safety precautions, social distancing and the like, and they are allowed to remain open. But again, 50 of their workers have tested positive for coronavirus at United Shore. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
There's free COVID-19 testing in Macomb County today. Details live and local from WWJ's Charlie Langton. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. That's right. Free COVID-19 testing today. Warren City Hall. The free nasal swab tests will be conducted through a partnership with Wayne State University as well as the Macomb County Health Department. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts says it's very important to get tested.
But the most important thing is that if you follow science and you follow the medical advice of the CDC and the disease control, everybody indicates that you have more power and knowledge. And knowledge means you find out whether you're positive or negative.
And then you can get something done about it, especially if you're positive. The testing starts 11 o'clock, goes to 1 o'clock, Warren City Hall. You do need to register. Go to the Warren website for that and all the details regarding the free testing. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.